Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy December. I hope you guys are having a cozy season so far. We are coming to you after I just set up my Christmas decorations.
Christmas is in like 5 days, 6 days.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, we just set up all of our Christmas stuff. And I was telling Nick, I'm like, I love Christmas. I am obsessed with Christmas. And I think because of the contrast of like how much I love Christmas and Nick, like, he doesn't hate it, but he doesn't like thirst after it like I do. And I got back from the mall and I was just like, oh my gosh, like I love the mall at Christmas time. Like, call me Miss Consumerism, because like that is the time. It just reminds me of old movies, like the toys, the lights, like the Christmas music playing at the mall. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, you don't get it.
You're not getting it.
You're not getting it.
I know.
I don't know why. I just love it.
I've been getting so much hot chocolate so often. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, it's the season. I love it. It's so cozy. It's just fun. It's a fun time of year.
I know. We also got Case his like birthday tree. So last year we didn't really do anything crazy for his birthday because he was one. Like, he's, and his birthday's on Christmas.
Didn't do anything crazy. Went to New York City and well, traveled for.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That was more for us, for the memories for us. But like, we didn't do anything like for him where it was like we threw him this huge like 1 year party or like got him anything. Or started anything, I should say. Started anything.
Like any tradition.
Traditions, yeah. But it was like an older guy was telling us that their brother had their birthday on Christmas. And whenever we hear that, we always ask, like, how do you make it fun and special? Because some people are like, I hate my birthday and it's on Christmas. Some people are like, oh, I loved it. Like, my family did this. So I like to get ideas from someone and from people. And someone, this older guy was telling us about his brother, how his parents would always get him a separate tree, and he could decorate it how he wanted, and he would have his birthday presents under that tree so he could like open both. And I was like, of all the ideas that I've heard, I love that one, because I feel like it still keeps, because some people like celebrate it a different day. I'm like, that's still kind of like not your birthday though. Like, it just is what it is. His birthday's on Christmas. I'm not gonna like just ignore it, like, you know, on Christmas Day. So I think it's gonna be a fun way. We'll see how it goes, but we are just like planning on getting like one ornament a year to like add. He can pick out an ornament every year and like add to the tree. It has nothing to do with like Christmas. There's no like Christmas ornaments on it, but like any kind, whatever he wants to put on it.
Mm-hmm.
This year he picked a Curious George one, of course. Loves.
Cute.
He's in his Curious George era. And yeah, his presents will just be under there. We put lights on it. He was like, he woke up this morning, ran and hugged it. My Christmas tree.
That's so cute.
We called it his Casemas tree, but I was like, is that sacrilegious? Literally completely taking Christ.
You know, his birthday's not about Jesus.
Yeah, it's
about
true.
Him. Leif's mom's birthday's on Christmas too. And we've always done her birthday at night.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that, just so it's like, there's a little separation of, you know, Christmas morning, you open all the presents and it doesn't just like
ruin
go
Christmas
all
for
into
everyone,
one
yeah.
thing. For their sake, I think, more than anything. It's like, okay, and then at night you have cake or dessert and they open their presents.
Yeah. I think that's what we're also going to maybe plan on doing. Like, because my family, we never really do anything Christmas, like
the night
at
of
night.
Christmas.
Yeah.
No.
It's like Christmas Eve festivities, seeing family, Christmas morning, And then the rest of the day, you're just like playing with your toys. And
which is, it's kind of fun because you have more to look forward to.
Oh, for sure.
Christmas, other than, you know, Christmas morning's over and you're like, well, that was it.
Yeah. Actually, now that you say that, maybe we'll have him open his Christmas or his birthday presents at night.
Yeah. I think that'd be a good idea.
Because I was thinking like he'll just go from one tree to the next. I'm like, that might be a little overkill.
Yeah, it might just be
like covered in
fun
toys.
To have a little separation and yeah. It makes things different. It's like, and this is your birthday now.
Yeah, for sure. So that's fun.
That is really fun. I know. I love Christmas decor. So cozy. I love a Christmas candle.
I love Anthropologie at Christmas.
Nothing better.
Nothing better than a Capri Blue candle with the Christmas pine scent or any of their Christmas candles, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I know. Smells just so during good. Holidays, Anthropologie is really just can't be beat.
Mm-hmm.
So this is obviously a few weeks old at this point, but we went to Arizona for my mom's 50th birthday. Jilly turned 50. It was so, so fun.
That's young, I feel like.
It is really young, but I feel like it's a big birthday. It's like, yeah. Wow, 50. It's just a big number. It's crazy. And I just can't believe, like, I was just realizing I'm going to be 30 soon. And I'm like, life is just crazy. We're just getting older. But yeah, we had a birthday for her. It was so fun, a birthday party. And there are some things I did not include in my Instagram recap that I will now talk about on the podcast, which is that my dad, the night before, so it was the night we were driving, Leif and I drove because we brought Lady and we didn't do Thanksgiving with my family, which I already talked about a little bit, but we wanted to, because we wanted to go to her 50th birthday, which was like the following weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove to Arizona for the weekend, and as we were driving there, my mom calls when we're like 30 minutes away. And she's like, well, I have some bad news. We're taking Dad to the emergency room right now because he fell while he was playing basketball and he like hurt his shoulder really bad. I was like, oh my gosh, you're kidding. Because this is the night before her birthday, mm-hmm. her birthday and the party. And basically he ended up having a really bad shoulder injury, like a shoulder separation where they were like, this is honestly worse than a break. Like it was so bad. And he also
gosh, that makes me hurt.
Hit his knee, hit his head. On the way down, like his wrist was all bruised. Like he really got so hurt, actually. They were playing basketball and I forget what happened, but he was like trying to go for a pass and he ran into, it was at a church building, like something on the wall. I can't exactly remember what happened, but yeah.
He fell onto something.
Yeah, basically fell onto something and just got so injured. And it was the worst timing. He felt so bad too. He was in so much pain, but he also felt so bad because it's the night before my mom's 50th. We've planned this whole, you know, thing for her. He was supposed to, like, play the guitar. He'd, like, been learning a song, a special song for her.
Aww.
He was going to play the guitar and sing for her. And with a shoulder thing, they were saying, like, it's actually such a bad injury because anytime you breathe, anytime you talk, anytime you laugh, it's, like, it's right there.
Anything you do besides walking.
Well, and even walking is, like, so painful.
Oh,
and you also, because it's your shoulder, unless you get surgery and it's broken, like, you just have to wear a sling because there's nothing they can cast.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just having to try to immobilize it. And anyway, so that was just the worst timing ever. And he genuinely was like, I will be there. Like, I cannot miss it. But also, like, it's taking everything in me to even be able to go and, like, sit down and go there for an hour. Ooh. So he didn't even come for the full time. Like, his friend drove him there and had to, like, help him. He was wearing this shirt when he was playing basketball, got all sweaty in it and still hadn't taken it off because
no.
He was like, I literally can't get it off. He can't like move the shoulder up. So we're like, oh, should we cut it off? But he's like, but then how am I going to get something on?
Yeah.
So he's wearing his literal sweaty basketball shirt with like kind of a sweater over it. But we were also saying, we're like, we're so scared people are going to come up and be like, Andrew, and like grab his shoulder if they don't see that he's hurt. And because it's just like a sling. So it doesn't look like it's that big of a deal.
Yeah. And you're seeing everyone.
Yes, we're seeing like 100 people that we haven't seen, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
So it was just the worst timing ever. But he did come. He just like sat in a chair with a pillow propped up. And we were basically like, just don't touch. No one touch him. Like,
puts him in a glass box.
Yeah. And he still made a toast, which was super cute. And he did sing, but he just sang to a track. But he couldn't. He's like, I'm going to try my best. But it's like he's in so much pain to even sing or talk. So. Anyway, that was a really big bummer because obviously we've all been looking forward to this forever and my dad was just unwell. But
if men have one thing, it's audacity to hurt themselves.
In the toast, he's like, this is not about me. But as you can see, I did get injured. But then he gave her really sweet toast.
He like forgets to toast her.
Literally.
He's like, my shoulder. And then I fell into the wall.
No. He still made it so special and it was so cute. And I'm glad he could come. But
that was a bummer for sure.
Because it was just bad timing. But it was still so, so fun. My mom had it catered and it was like such good food. We had a little dance party at the end.
Jill didn't want to cook for her own party.
No. Don't put it past her. She made 100 cookies and packaged them all individually for everyone to take. I was
Did you bring me one, Jill?
No, I didn't. And also, the worst thing happened where no one made an announcement that you're supposed to take one, and they were kind of like hidden. And like no one took them. And she's like, cool. I spent hours baking those. And like,
send some to me.
I know. They were so good. But anyway, it was so fun. It was fun to just see so many people, obviously, that I haven't seen in a long time. Just my mom's friends.
It looked so cute.
Jilly's popular. A lot of people came. It was really, really fun.
That is fun.
So That was special. A party. Yeah. And she got her braces off like 2 days before the party. She got her eyebrow. You know, she had the eyebrow transplant. So she was ready to go.
Her brows look so good.
I know. They look brows. So good. They're brows. They're normal brows. It's absolutely insane. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, you can go to my mom's Instagram. She documented the whole journey of getting an eyebrow transplant, which I did not know was a thing until she told us we were getting it. She was getting it and we all laughed like we thought she was kidding.
That is hilarious. Like,
guys, I'm gonna get an eyebrow transplant. We're like,
I would be shook too.
She's like, I'm dead serious. We're like, what?
It looks so good.
It looks so good. It's crazy. And also, you know what's very interesting? Her eyebrows are as dark, if not darker, than mine. They're like brown.
Yeah, they're so dark.
I was like, oh, so you're also a fake redhead.
Because it came from her hair.
Yeah. She's like, well, just the older I get, the darker my hair gets. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of redheads my family is, but it's different than, I mean, obviously everyone just has different shades of red hair. But like, if my mom doesn't dye her hair, it's very brown at this point. But then you look back at old pictures, she is red. She has really red hair. But Leif has redheads in his family, like his sister and his brother. And it's like, they have very red hair and they have red eyebrows as well. You know what I mean? It's just interesting.
I know. There are, I was going to say, you are a unique breed.
There are different of your tiers and breeds for sure.
Yeah, because you do have the freckles, but you don't have eyelashes, no eyebrows.
Yeah, just like red or super light.
Like, and you're not a redhead.
Yeah. Well, that's my point though, is like my mom considers herself a redhead. My aunt does. But like, we all kind of have the same hair
color.
But
looking at you when you're a baby, I would say you're a redheaded baby. Like if I saw you.
But I wouldn't when you compare me to like Keaton or something. Like I'm not a ginger
No,
like that.
Not in comparison. But if I just saw you, I would. What else would you say?
I would say I had like auburn hair. Like I had had brunette hair with a red tint and I had freckles. Yeah. So definitely have. My complexion is very much like redhead because I'm just very pale and I have freckles.
Yeah.
But I would say my actual hair. Not really red, especially now. Like when I have roots, they're dark brown in comparison to what I am.
For sure.
And they've kind of been like that since high school. I mean, I've been dyeing my hair red since high school.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
So anyway, I've been thinking about like going more natural because my roots, like when they come in, they're very dark and it's like
hard to maintain.
It's like I gotta keep maintaining it or people are like, I mean, maybe it's just because I do social media. And so it's obvious to me. People are like, your roots. I'm like, I know, guys. Like, it's so much work to keep it up. So I'm like, maybe I should go like a darker red that's more brown or something. I don't know.
But, ooh. Go brunette.
I know. I just feel like.
But like, don't at the same time.
I know. I just feel like it's not my vibe, even though it clearly is.
I wonder how hard it would be to go brown, but then to go back to the same tone of red that you have. It's like you've been doing it so long now that
I've actually heard it's kind of hard to get red out of your hair.
Oh really?
Which I've never tried.
I guess that's true, because if you were to add like brown to that,
it would just be like reddish brown.
Yeah
I don't know,
maybe that's the vibe.
Stay tuned for my journey. I just
shave it.
I know. Leif's sister, my sister-in-law, never dyes her hair. Like it's just so beautiful
red.
And so red. I'm like, wow, I'm jealous.
And it just grows in that way, right?
Yeah. She never has dyed it.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. But yeah, I feel like there's so many different shades. When we were taking photos at the party, it was me, my mom, my aunt, my grandma. And it's like all of our hair is red, but it's all different like tones.
Yeah.
because we all dye it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? It's so weird to like look at all of our hair. It's just like different, yeah, tones of orange, basically. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
That sounded so fake. I'm like, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Anytime JC.
Anytime I say that's funny or that's crazy, like I'm trying to express, especially on the podcast, like
that you're listening.
That I'm listening. But then sometimes it comes out. I'm like, that sounds not how I meant it to sound.
I know. You know, it's hard to constantly be like, I don't know.
Validating someone.
Yeah. Or come across as like perfect in every situation. It's like,
ain't that the truth?
You know, we're just recording our natural conversation. So sometimes maybe it sounds like
I'm silent.
Yeah. And maybe you are uninterested.
Or was I
and that's
silenced?
Okay. We're doing a like best gifts / worst gifts episode today, which I'm very excited about. You guys wrote in a lot of the worst gifts you've ever gotten.
Oh, it's
going to
be so good.
And some of your best ones to end us off. But first, we're going to jump into a little sponsored section, segment, if you will, by Macy's. And we're just talking about a few things that we think would make great gifts, things we've been eyeing, because there's a sale going on right now.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a sale. It's like for last minute gift givers, you know, that's you guys. I know the procrastinators.
That's me for sure.
That's all of us. You know what? Even no matter how much you try and shop ahead of time, there's always like those one or two things that you forget that you have to go get, you know, a couple days before Christmas, even the day before. So don't blame yourself, okay? You're trying your best. There's much to do. So there's still time to find the perfect gift at Macy's last minute gift sale. So it's now until Saturday, December 23rd. You can get an extra 20% off great gifts. So if they want something for their wardrobe, makeup, skincare, if you have to get a kid something, they have tons of toys. I was actually just looking on their website for some gifts for him, for her, for kids, for whoever. And they have, you guys, you just really need to go if you haven't been on Macy's website or like to their store in a while. They have everything under the sun. They had I don't even really drink coffee that much, but they had the cutest Meg coffee maker in a bunch of different colors. Like they had this mint one, this light blue one. They have appliances if you're looking even just to get for yourself when everything's on sale, if you want like a certain kitchen appliance. They also have really cool watches for men. They have like a Manscaped set that Nick doesn't listen to this, so I'm not worried about him hearing this, that I'm getting for Nick because he's always like trying out different razors and things like that. And they have the whole set to gift someone. I feel like you can never go wrong giving a guy, especially who has a beard that grows super fast, or, you know, hair elsewhere that they need to take care of, like a razor or something like that.
You know what has been on what I've been really thinking about as like the number one thing I might be wanting for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been trying to figure out if it is going to annoy me or if it's going to be worth it. An ice machine, like an ice maker.
Ooh,
machine.
Yeah.
I want a pebble ice machine so bad.
My in-laws have that and I'm not going to lie. Like,
you love
it's
it.
It's amazing.
The only thing is I'm worried about is it just, you know, it's on the counter.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm wondering if it's going to be too big or bulky, especially once we get into our new house. I'm like, am I going to want that in my kitchen? I'm not sure. However, I was on Macy's and they have a ton of them.
Ooh.
If you look up ice machine, there are literally 84 things that pop up.
Oh,
like
dang.
They have a ton of different like the Nugget ice makers and they're all different colors. They have like stainless steel ones, black ones. There was a kind of a more white one that I saw. So they also have a pink one. But anyway, I have been looking into those to potentially send Leif a link to one that I would be interested in. But I'm still trying to figure out, honestly, if you have, maybe I've already posted on Instagram about this at this point, because again, we're getting close to the wire at this point. But maybe if you have an ice maker, like one of those Nugget ice ones that goes on your counter, let me know if you think
it's worth it.
It's worth it. And if I should get one, because that's been like the number one thing that I've been thinking about recently that I want. So let me know what you think.
Pink is kind of a sleigh.
I know.
Might be a nice one on the counter, but it's cute. That'd be cute in like a dorm room or if you're sharing with like roommates in your kitchen.
For sure.
So cute. For your late night bevs.
Yeah. They have a ton of different kitchen appliances like Chelsea was mentioning and just everything. I feel like a really cute gift idea for friends specifically or like sisters or sister-in-laws are like little skincare sets or like makeup sets.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice when they come in a little set. So it's like a little more of a gift, I guess, than just like one lip balm or something, you know, like to have a little set. And Macy's has a ton of these. So if you're looking for like last minute girlfriend gifts or like sister-in-law gifts or whatever, I think that that would be a great thing to look into.
Also, if you're looking for some Christmas PJs, I'm such a hoe for Christmas PJs. Same. I love them. And they have really cute ones. There's this floral set that I really like. It's a Ralph Lauren one that has like plaid ones. They just look classic. And, you know, I love a rich mom look, and I feel like that's what it's giving. They also have silk sleep pillows or sleep masks.
Oh, that's a really good gift. I sleep with my sleep mask every night. If I don't have it, I'm not okay.
That might be your most prized possession when we travel together.
It is. Chelsea knows.
The lights
Chelsea
are off. We get in bed.
She knows the night.
Where's my sleep mask?
Where's my sleep mask? I am adamant about that. It's like, it is the best thing ever.
I think it's such a good gift too, especially for friends or like a stocking stuffer. Yeah.
I feel like things like that sometimes are things that people won't maybe buy themselves or splurge on themselves because like, oh, I don't really need a silk sleep mask, but like getting it as a gift is really nice.
Yeah, it's true.
So.
And also, like I said, if you're looking for kids, any ages, they have tons of not only toys, but they have books. I found this really cute, like vintage looking Winnie the Pooh book that I'm going to get for my niece. I think it's so cute. And they also have a bunch of like pretend toys. I've been looking specifically for Case's age, like pretend kitchen or pretend like ice cream scoopers or things that it's like adult, but like, you know, they want to do what you're doing, but you want to give them, you know, a safe way to do it, mm-hmm. to cut pizza or whatever. They have so many of those that are really, really cute. So definitely check out Macy's. It's until December 23rd. You can get up to 20% off.
You guys can use the promo code GIFT on Macy's.com and save today. Some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details. And shout out to Macy's for sponsoring that little segment. Go get yourself some gifts.
All right, should we get into these stories now? Or would we call them stories?
Or should we talk more? I'm like, yeah, we would call them, I don't
submissions.
Know. Yeah, your submissions. You guys wrote in the best or the worst gifts you've ever gotten. We'll end with the best so that we can, you know, end on a positive note.
These will give you some good ideas for things not to give people, things to give people. I love things like this. Like we've already talked about, I love a gift guide. I love things like that. Just to look at.
You know what I did is what? I went on TikTok and I searched gift guide for her or I think for someone. I don't remember what I searched. And then I went through and I started favoriting a bunch of gift guides so that now my for you page is gift guides because I remember you saying like your algorithm kind of picked that up and you were getting a bunch of those. And I'm sick of all the... Just some of the stuff on my For You page is so stressful and depressing. I'm looking to...
Low-key toxic.
Yeah. And just like... what's the word? It's just like...
Overwhelming?
Yeah, you're being like ping-ponged back between like, this is the best news and the best thing that ever happened to me and this is the worst thing that you could ever imagine. Just like boom, 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 boom. I'm like, I want something. I don't want to think. Like, I don't want to get on this app and have to be just... You know, overtaken by all these different people's emotions and the horrible things going on in this world. I would love to see some gifts.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of numb out for a second. So I went through and did that and it's been so nice.
I know. It's nice if you don't have any ideas, but it's also just nice for inspo. It's like you don't have to buy exactly what everyone's saying. You know, oh, I have to buy all of these things. But it's nice to get inspiration like, oh, this gift guide says... You know, get them a glove or something. You're like, oh, I won't get them a glove. But, you know, actually, it makes you think of something
totally.
Else.
Totally. Gives you other ideas. It. Yeah. So I've been liking that.
Okay. I'm going to go first with my. Well, actually, do you have any that stand out to you? Best and worst gifts you've ever gotten?
I think we've already talked about this on the podcast. Like, we've already done this type of episode. And I've
been here.
I don't even remember what I said, honestly.
I know. I don't either. Specifically worst, maybe.
Worst gift. No, it's too offensive to people that I know.
Oh, true.
I would hate if they heard that and they're like, wow, that's so rude.
True. I can't really think of anything either. I'm trying to think of something specifically when I was little that I was just like, are you joking me? I wanted something else. But I haven't gotten anything where I was like, okay, that is like offensive.
I think, okay, without giving away what it is, I just feel like sometimes when you get a gift and it's like so evident that they don't know you at all. And it's like, wow, I would never want this. Like,
that
I would
is a good
never
answer.
Pick this. I would never care about anything remotely like this. And it's something that like my family members get me like a certain family member gets me like over and over and over that I'm just like, I will absolutely never use this.
Yeah.
and I don't care about this at all. And it's like so clear that you don't know my personality whatsoever to like continue to give me this gift.
I'd rather you not give me a gift at all.
Yeah.
Than this.
Yeah. So, some of my family members, they do the same gift every year. Like it's like maybe something you need or whatever, but like without asking if you like it. And it's like, I don't want to get this again. I don't know how to explain
it. Yeah, take a risk once maybe.
Yeah.
But maybe not year after year, unless you maybe like not. Really are good at faking that you love it.
Yeah. I'll tell you some things after.
I can't wait.
You'll be shook.
That's good, because I was trying to think of something like a worse gift. I'm like, no one's ever given me something offensive.
No, not or offensive. Weird,
but I have been given things where I'm like, oh, wow. This is how you perceive me.
Exactly. Like, this is what you think I'd like. Okay.
Interesting. I don't even know if necessarily for Christmas, but just in general, where I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. Sure. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. My father-in-law got me the book Managing Finances for Dummies.
Oh, LOL.
You know what? Please. I think that's a great gift. I would love that, honestly.
For dummies.
Oh, wait, your so father-in-law.
Offensive.
Okay,
that
wait.
Is so incredibly
I was thinking
offensive.
Her dad gave it to her, and I was like, wait, that's kind of funny. And like, if you're like talking to him about your finances, your father-in-law, that's not okay.
That is actually hilarious. for dummies. Mood.
I'm just a girl. Give it to my husband.
I received a bill from my mother-in-law for my first Christmas at the in-laws.
A bill?
A bill.
Of spending their time at their house?
I don't know. What is the bill?
Like, this is your nightly charge? You drank the water bottle from the room that we put in there?
I don't know if she means like that or a literal bill that they had received.
Oh.
Like, that is so weird. You know, like an electric bill or something.
Yeah.
Cool.
Either way.
The worst gift of all time.
No. They must not like you. I'm sorry.
That's so bad.
My husband told me the worst gift he ever got was a tongue scraper from me. You've been listening to Skinny Confidential, haven't you?
I think that's a great gift.
I think I've given one or two people a tongue scraper.
I have too.
You know, when you're really excited about a health thing, you want to spread the joy.
Exactly. You want to share the love.
From me.
That is hilarious.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, probably is. It, me getting in the stocking. It's like, tongue scraper, toothpaste.
New subliminal natural toothpaste.
Mustard. That is so funny. My brother got his girlfriend at the time a can of baked beans.
Really?
Sir.
See, don't get anything.
Don't do that.
Do a card. Baked beans.
There
is
are
an inside
so many
joke?
Things that you can... Also, that you can give to someone that are free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, truly, I know this is over, you know, maybe overdone. We've seen it. It's maybe overplayed. But even just getting a jar and like, writing things you love about them or being like,
mm-hmm.
you can cash this in for a foot massage or something. Like, that would be better. If that's free, I mean, maybe a jar is a dollar.
Maybe a jar is more expensive than a can of beans.
True. You can get a jar at a thrift store for like 50 cents.
True.
And put some papers in it.
Get creative.
You can do stuff for literally less than a dollar that would mean more than a can of baked beans. Come on.
Yeah, 100%. You know what's so awful that, well, funny, but like also awful that my dad would do for my mom every year for Christmas on top of, I think, a gift he already like gave a real gift, but then he would be like, this is my present. And it would just be a random item from our house.
Bye.
Like you go wrap like a spatula or something and give it to her. Be like, wow, thank you so much. So thoughtful. Or some like random thing he got from school that like his student gave him that was just like a figurine or something that means nothing and says like Mr. G or something.
Please.
Oh. We're jumping into an ad to talk about StoryWorth. This holiday season, if you want to give your loved ones something that makes them feel very special and unique and seen, you need to think about giving them StoryWorth. I very strongly recommend giving them StoryWorth. We did this for my mom. I think we either did this for my dad or my grandpa like 4 or 5 years ago. I can't remember honestly which one, but both of them have loved them so much. StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a very thoughtful, meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most. I feel like the most special thing about giving someone this is that you do make them feel like you care about them. I know... You know, we don't always ask our parents, like, what's the your favorite stories from your childhood, or like what's made you strong, you know, things like that. And when you ask people those kinds of questions, it makes them feel cared about and loved and seen.
There's nothing I love more than going through old photos. For my mom's birthday recently, when I was in Arizona, we were just going through a bunch of old pictures, and it's so fun to kind of relive memories. And I feel like StoryWorth is, you know, compiling pictures, but also thoughts from your loved ones, which are so valuable. So every week, StoryWorth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible questions. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought to ask, like what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? Stuff like that. And after 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. So with StoryWorth, we're giving those we love most a thoughtful personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to StoryWorth.com/whatwesaid and save $10 on your first purchase. That is StoryWorth.com/whatwesaid to save $10 on your first purchase.
My boyfriend of 2 years gave me a necklace with my birthday engraved in it. December 12th. My birthday is May 24th.
Sorry,
he got that. No, he got that from like a thrift store or something, or like that's a regift.
December.
There's no way he missed that. So he missed so bad.
That's like 6 months off.
Not the same month and not the same day.
Bye.
That's a regift. 2 years.
It's like his ex-girlfriend's birthday.
Oh my god.
That is next level. Yeah, maybe he got it and didn't realize it had the engraving or something.
That's bad, though.
That's bad.
It's bad regardless. If he didn't notice, then he put some thought.
Come on. It's so...
Boys need to be better at gift giving. They really do.
There's like, really no excuse.
No, there's no excuse. And I feel like it's such a common thing for just guys to not be good at gift giving. Like, to their girlfriends, partners, even to, like, their parents or their kids.
I have some thoughts right now that I think I need to keep to myself.
What, that they need to do better?
It's just like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like, have we just as a society, like, you know, given men the pass? It's like, oh, they're just not good at like remembering birthdays. They're just not good at remembering to give gifts and like be thoughtful. I feel like it's just almost a made up thing that we've just given them a pass on.
Yeah.
That's like completely unnecessary, because it really, I just think about this all the time with like societal things between that are different between men and women, even like skincare or something. Like, I always think about the fact that it's like, my aunt and I were actually recently talking about this. That's why it's kind of on my mind, is like, she was saying, she's like, oh, I just need to get my hormones checked because like my friend said that it helped her do this, whatever. And I was like, imagine hearing a guy be like, I really need to get my hormones checked.
Yeah.
Like, guys, I feel like just, and maybe some guys would and they care, but I feel like for the most part, guys put a lot less emphasis on physical appearance, on all of that. Like, same as skincare. It's like girls are so into their skincare routine, and guys are just like, Leif never washes his face or cares, really.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking it's weird because I'm like, you're a human with skin. Like, mm-hmm. Why don't you care about skincare? But I just feel like, and that's fine. Again, it's not like I'm like, he needs to do that. He can do whatever he wants. But I think with gift giving, we've like, as a society, just been like, oh, that's not a guy thing.
They're not good at that.
It's like, why? Yeah. Why can't they be good at it? Like,
some guys
up.
Are. So it's
some
possible.
Guys are, true. Some guys are. But I was even thinking about that. My mom was saying something about how Carter, my little brother, like, what did she say he did? Like, overslept, or like, I had to do this for him or something. And I was like, you would never do that for a girl.
Yeah.
Like, for me even.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, JC overslept and I had to get this thing ready for her mm-hmm. class. It's like, you would never do that for me. Like, yeah. Why do you do that for a guy? Because it's like, we have given them this pass of like, oh, they're just not good at remembering.
I
why?
Feel like, I feel like, okay, two parts to this, my thoughts. On one hand, I literally just saw something that was talking about how, like, we need to learn the difference between men and women's brains, like, how they literally function.
Mm-hmm.
And they are different, and how women are, like, what did it say? Computers. Like, our brains are like computers, so we can think of so many different things. Like, I was going to say when you were talking about that, I feel like we are expected to put so much effort into so many different things. And, like, mm-hmm. guys do, not that guys don't put effort into anything, but they put effort into, like, one thing at a time, where mm-hmm. it's, like, so we're taking care of Christmas gifts. We're doing this. We're doing this. We're doing this. Like, we put so much effort into getting everything, which I'm not saying is good, but I just feel like that's common. Like, uh-huh. And then maybe, like, whatever the guy's main priority is, that's what they're giving all the effort to. And, like, everything else is just, like, not.
Falling apart.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they're, like you're saying, their physical health, their skincare. They're just like, I've got, that's not my main thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Whereas I just feel like we need to give them more credit. And I completely can see that. Like, literally, their brains probably work different. And there's probably a reason.
You mean less credit?
Huh?
You mean we need to give them less credit?
No, I think we need to give them more credit. Like, oh. Like, I think that we need to hold them to a bit of a higher standard. Like,
oh.
You are smart enough to...
Oh, more credit. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Like, you are smart enough to be able to remember that Christmas is in a month.
Yeah.
And plan accordingly and get your... spouse something or your daughter something, like, you know, this whole thing, we're not going to go into this whole thing, but this was like something that Haley Rawl had posted on her TikTok about Mother's Day, talking about how, like, she was like, I just was so sad when I realized, like, me and my sister and my mom were planning a Mother's Day brunch or a Mother's Day dinner that we wanted to have. And like, the guys were putting no, like, none of our spouses, like my stepdad, like no one.
For it's like that's their mom.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, it's Mother's Day and you're putting in no effort. You didn't get her a gift. You're not planning to help with dinner. You're whatever. And she was just saying like that was making her really sad. And yeah, I guess that had kind of spurred my thought process on that too, on that subject of like, yeah, why can't we hold them to a bit of a higher standard and be like, when it's my birthday, when it's Mother's Day, like I would love to not have to plan everything.
Effort.
Yeah, I would love effort. I would love a gift. Like, I feel like that's not too much to ask for.
Yeah. It's like, just to put the effort
if you love someone. Like, but again, maybe guys' brains do work differently. Maybe we need to give
Even if they do.
I don't know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The two parts. Like, I do think that they probably do. I don't know what it's like to think like a guy, so can't pretend to know. But I'm sure it is a little bit different if it's, like, so common. However, I don't think that that's always like, okay, well, I guess let's give up. We just never get our gifts or we never get, you know, the Mother's Day brunch or like whatever planned. So I feel like if we acknowledge that, great. Let's now get creative and like, okay, that's fine if you don't work the same way I do. Like if the same way my brain, you don't have to plan Christmas the same way I do, but you can still show effort.
Yeah, somehow. You can still put effort in your own way at some point.
I feel like honestly, even though it's like, again, now it's our burden to do this, but maybe a good way to like break the cycle is with your husband or with like your partner or even your kids, like your sons, whatever, is assign them more. Like, even though you have to be the one assigning, yes, you have to be the one planning, but like get them in the mode.
Mindset.
Yes. Like, I feel like it's important for someone to get you going. Like, even when I grew up, my mom, like with chores and stuff, it's like, if your parents never make you do chores, it's such a shock to you when you have to go into the real world and start like, real
doing
world
things.
Yeah, and start like doing the dishes. So I feel like if you just get the ball rolling, like you have to buy your mom this, you have to pick it out, and if you don't get it, like you have to suffer the consequences of that. And like, but this is what you have to get. I would get it by this day, and give them more responsibility. That's why I feel like even with like parenting, the more responsibility someone has, the more they're going to step up and do it. So don't just like let them off easy.
Well, I was going to say also communicating like to your husband or whoever, if Thursday, whatever day it is, and be like, just so you know, like, I am going to be disappointed if, like, there is zero effort put into Mother's Day. It makes me feel not cared for. It makes me feel not loved because, like, you know, when it's Father's Day or when it's your birthday, like, I always plan something. And I, so if you're not going to put in the same effort for me, like, that does not make me happy.
Yeah.
I feel like letting them know and communicating, like, I do have expectations for you to do something for me. And if you don't, I'm going to be sad.
Yes.
So keep that in mind.
And I will break up with you.
And I will divorce your ass. But it's like, you know, because maybe they don't even realize like, oh, this means so much. But if you tell them it does and they still don't do anything, it's like, really? Come on.
Yeah. Remind them once or twice. Give them a responsibility once or twice. Get them going. But then if they're still not picking it up, like, give up on them.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Because I was gonna say, I was talking to Nick the other day, and obviously we had Case last year for Christmas, obviously, but this year is like the first year where it's like gifts are more like, okay, we're doing like gifts from mom and dad to Case, and then Case to, you know, I told Nick, I had to say, I'm gonna say this year and this year only, I want you to know, me and Case are gonna go pick out a present for you from Case. If there's not a present from Case to me under this, that is your responsibility. Case isn't going to get it by himself.
Right.
I was like, I'm telling you this once. So that on Christmas morning, because I know for a fact you probably wouldn't like think of that. I mean, maybe you would, but probably not. Like,
just like a tradition, like something you want to be a thing.
Just understand that that is what I'm doing for you. And I know if it comes Christmas Day and I don't say anything and you don't get like, Case didn't get mom a present.
Yeah.
You're going to feel bad. Like, you're going to feel so bad and you're going to feel guilty when you open the present from him. So giving you fair warning.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm thinking about this
because
I'm the
key.
I'm what's it called? The whatever meister. I'm the Christmas meister of the house. I understand. I'll take that on, but I need the love back. Okay. I'm happy to set up the Christmas decorations and like you set up the lights and I'll take care of like all the wrapping. I love doing that.
I will say, I think maybe guys care less in general about holidays, just as a blanket statement. Not all guys, but a lot of guys maybe just care less. But I think it's because
they've never had to care
because mm-hmm. the woman in their life or their mom or their sister or their partner usually takes that on as like, and like you said, we maybe care more, like we're like, we want to decorate or we want to get the decor we want our space
those
to feel
makes
cozy.
Us feel warm and fuzzy,
exactly,
like, you know, putting ribbons on stuff.
Yes, but it's like if she's not there to do that, you're gonna probably realize like, oh, I kind of like when it's,
yeah,
you know, nice and cozy in the house,
candle.
When there's a Christmas candle going, when there's stockings hung, but mm-hmm. you don't realize because you don't really have to do it most of the time.
100%.
So, okay, we got to move on from this.
I hope boys were listening to that.
Same.
That's okay. These are like shorter.
Yeah, they are.
So.
My husband's grandma made us slippers out of period pads for Christmas.
Okay.
Now that's creative.
That is creative. Way to recycle, grandma.
Slippers.
Interesting choice of all the things you could. I always thought you were going to say like potato sack. I don't know.
Wowza.
Okay. See, Allie, that's better than a can of baked beans, honestly.
Yeah, it is.
I got a vibrator from my grandpa who thought he was gifting a massager.
Oh,
well, legit was a vibrator brand that we think he got an ad for. Yikes.
Please. Oh, he thinks he's getting a little massager.
But what do you... No. You open the gift in front of them?
Speechless. My dad got my mom a scale for Christmas. This was a long time ago, but they are now divorced.
Yeah, I could see that coming. That's not okay.
A scale.
When they put an effort and it's just
Please.
Mean.
Please.
You're like, finally, my husband got me something.
A scale, workout clothes.
A gym membership. 1 year, my really good friend and my crush at the time got me a set of paper plates and a raggedy old pillow.
What?
I was so confused, but he was dead serious about it. Didn't have a crush on him after that. Yeah, that'll give you the ick.
How old were you?
Wait, I have to say,
that is atrocious.
The worst gift I've ever given someone to my friend in high school. I didn't have any money. Okay. So I didn't get her any presents. And I was going to her house and I was like, oh, she always asked to borrow my clothes. I'm going to bring over a couple of my clothes for her to borrow. That's my birthday present to her.
Wait, that's a sleigh.
I thought so. But then I brought it over and she was like, that's your gift to me. Like, clothes. Thank you so much. Your clothes I borrow that I have to give back to you.
Please. I feel like we always got each other gifts in high school. You and I. Didn't we?
Yeah.
I can't really remember what they were.
I just didn't spend money on them. Did we in high school?
Know. I feel like
probably
we did.
Candy. I would make posters and stuff like that, but I don't know if I would like go
buy
get you like
gift.
A necklace or something.
I don't remember.
Or
I'm
candy.
Think of gifts that we would give each other. I feel like we did.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Okay. My grandma
obviously
is
not very memorable gifts.
Yeah. Literally nothing I can point to. My grandma is obsessed with finding deals on Amazon. So 1 year I received a literal doll head, like the ones that hairdressers would use to practice hair on, and a box of combs when I was 22 years old.
Kind of fun.
Kind of a sleigh. Practice like cutting its hair.
Those make great Halloween decorations.
That is so, that's what I'm talking about, where it's like, what are we doing? You just don't get me anything.
Of all the things. Why niche down on if you don't know me?
Exactly. You don't know my interests.
For context, my parents and I live 1,000 miles away from my extended family. My grandma sent me a large metal snowflake ornament with a selfie of her taken on her iPad.
That's said the it was, biggest sleigh of all time.
And said it was so I could see her face every day. That's so cute.
I'm obsessed.
I love that. The iPad selfie. That's so cute. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Oh my gosh, stop. I love that. Okay, my husband, then boyfriend, gifted me a can of olives and a cake mix for my birthday. Don't worry, he learned real quick. I expect actual presents from him. This year, he treated me to an art class and paint supplies for
my
birthday.
Okay, see, that's a well-trained man.
Exactly.
You got to let him.
And he learned.
Yeah, he learned. He learned his lesson. It's okay. We forgive.
But we don't forget.
Yeah. As long as there's improvement, that's all we ask for. It's not much. All we ask for is improvement.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. And we are so grateful for having Squarespace as one of our sponsors because we just love them so much. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. So whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your own terms. I've used Squarespace for tons of different business ventures. So has Chelsea. I feel like the best part about Squarespace is that you can create something so beautiful and they have so many different templates with very minimal effort. And they have so many different options for you to choose from for how you want your website to look and to function. They have an asset library where you can upload, organize, and access all your content from one place. You're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. And you can easily sell like custom merch. So if you want to do that, or if you have a digital product you want to sell, you can do that as well and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand.
They also make it easy to have email campaigns so you can drive sales and engage your audience with Squarespace email campaigns. You can easily collect email subscribers on your site and build connections and repeat business through regular email updates, which is very nice to have. They just make it easy for you to help grow maybe your side business or whatever it is, your hobby, and love doing it and make it easy and user-friendly. So check out Squarespace for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. It'll be linked in the show notes.
I have been having so many protein shakes lately, and the protein powder that I use most frequently is from Clean Simple Eats. It's so good. If you guys watch my vlogs, you probably see me make some protein shakes with this, or I've posted some on my Instagram too, but they have so many fun flavors, especially for holidays and times of year and stuff. They have like a pumpkin pie one for, you know, the fall. They have an eggnog one that's super good. I just made an eggnog milkshake the other day. I'm going to post about it soon. But it was delicious using the eggnog protein powder by Clean Simple Eats. They have their chocolate brownie batter one I use a ton with like frozen cherries, frozen blueberries, and oat milk. It's so good. And, you know, a lot of times protein powder has a very specific, like, chalky aftertaste, but Clean Simple Eats does not have that. It's so creamy and smooth. It literally just makes things taste like a milkshake. It's delicious. And I've gotten a bunch of my friends and family hooked on it. Whenever my family comes to visit, I make them protein shakes, and they love it so much.
They have 26 delicious, all-natural flavors, so you can't go wrong with any of them. Like JC was saying, they have tons of unique flavors, like snickerdoodle, mint chocolate cookie, coconut cream. And one of the things that we love the most about Clean Simple Eats is their high ingredient standards. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients, third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. Plus, Clean Simple Eats is a female-founded, female-owned business, which we love. So visit cleansimpleeats.com and use the code WHATWESAID10 at checkout for 10% off your order. That's cleansimpleeats.com, code WHATWESAID10 for 10% off your order. It will be linked in the show notes for you guys. Make sure you go check it out. A lot of you guys will message us being like, what's your Clean Simple Eats code? It's WHATWESAID10. Once I told my mother-in-law that I like donuts, now she thinks it's my whole personality. That's the worst.
That is the worst.
Every Christmas and birthday, I now receive some sort of donut-themed item. Oh, not even a donut? I was like, oh, getting donuts every year is not bad. Yeah. But a donut-themed item. Earrings, socks, phone case.
Oh,
I wish I would have told her that I like Chanel or pants or something. My closet looks like I shop at Limited too.
That is giving. So you know bad. What that's giving is when on the like Extreme Home Makeover show, the kid will say they like one thing. They're like, what do you like to do? It's like, well, I like to watch like
race cars.
And it's like their bed is a race car. The floor is a track. Like
yeah.
They go the entire theme of everything.
I think
is only that.
I feel like we've all seen that viral one of the, it's not the kids, but it's like the couple who walk into their family room and the host is like, what do you think? It's like from early 2000s. And there's literally, hey, like glued to the walls in little bunches. Have you seen that one?
No. Just what like did they say they were interested hay. In?
I don't remember.
Like barn?
Probably, but barn it was animals? The ugliest. Like,
you're joking.
And she's like, what do you think? And the girl's like about to burst into tears. She's like, I don't like it. And the husband is like also like, what did you guys do? They have the worst reaction to it. It's so
and
ugly.
And it's real? Like,
yeah,
they
it's
actually
real.
Redid their house like
yes.
that? Wait, that's horrible.
I don't know if it was just a room or the whole house. Like, but it was, yeah, it's so bad.
Okay, when my sister was 17 with hormonal acne, her boyfriend's family got her a proactive acne kit that she opened in front of everyone.
Oh.
She laughs about it now, hence why I feel comfortable submitting this. But at the time, it was truly shocking. Let's say the relationship didn't quite work out.
I want to cry.
It's like kind of nice because
it's expensive.
It's probably expensive, and but like
not from you. That's what you ask your parents for.
If it was unsolicited.
Yeah. You ask your parents for that. You don't ask. Well, first of all, she probably didn't ask, but.
Also, no. That's not really a gift. Like, that's something, I wouldn't say necessity, but it's like, that's not like, oh, yay, here's my main Christmas gift. Like, I get to treat my acne. It's like, you know what I mean? That's
yeah.
something that should be given almost separately. It's like,
yeah.
okay. Ooh,
from
not in front of
family.
Everyone. That's horrible.
Wait, that makes me want to cry. Our first year of marriage, my husband got me a toilet paper holder.
You're joking.
He knows I like home decor and thought this would be something I enjoy.
Wait, that's kind of cute. It's kind of sweet.
A sweet sentiment, but missed the mark. Luckily, he pulled it together. Is better at gift giving 7 years later. I was going to say, at least the effort's there.
The home decor element is cute.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to get you a little, you know.
Something you're interested
yeah.
in.
Yeah. A little piece of decor. The toilet holder
that
is interesting.
So funny. Of all the home decor to get.
Like, not a
at least it can be
book.
Hidden.
True. Oh,
all my next ones are best gifts.
Okay, I only have one more of the worst. Hello, girls. I started listening to your podcast only a few weeks ago, and I've already listened to every episode.
Wow.
Is that even possible? I'm terrified.
Your jaw just dropped to the floor.
I'm shook. Well, thank you so much for the support. My ex-boyfriend gave me a certificate to a local beauty salon for a bikini wax.
Oh.
He said it was because he likes it all gone down there. And he was hoping it would come in handy when I gave him my Christmas gift. Wink, wink. I was shocked. Is this his idea of a flirty gift? No, thank you. No, you're joking.
Wait, did she say ex or
her
current?
Ex-boyfriend? When
oh
I give
my
him my
God.
Christmas gift, wink, wink, has me screaming.
Like, I'm laughing so I don't cry. That
a gift
is
that just
so
benefits
bad.
Him. Bye.
That's like kind of giving when I give Nick clothes that I want him to wear.
Yeah,
that he's
true.
Expressed no interest in.
True. I guess I did
but
the same.
Even worse. Even worse. That's so bad.
Yikes.
For my Christmas. Just assumes you're going to give him a happy ending for Christmas.
Please. Also, is he aware that bikini wax is not going to get rid of everything? He needed to get your Brazilian.
Yeah, doesn't he know?
Come on.
Best gift I ever received, a golden retriever puppy from my husband. I mentioned that I always dreamt of getting a puppy for Christmas, and he made that dream come true. Nothing will ever top it. That's
oh,
the ultimate.
That is so,
a golden retriever ultimate. Puppy. No puppy's cuter than a golden retriever puppy.
No.
I hate to say it. I know I don't have that breed, but like when you see a golden retriever puppy.
It's just so classic
yes.
and so cute. It's always cute.
Oh, for Christmas. That's so
that's
fun.
That's so cute. I hope I had a bow around its neck. The best gift I ever got was a stand mixer for Christmas when I was 16. After I got it, I started baking religiously, and now I have my own home bakery.
Okay,
that
good
is
to know.
So cute.
If you want to manipulate your child to do whatever you
true.
Dream for them. Just get it for them for just randomly.
Just thought of this. They like bake you cookies all the time.
You get
so
your kid
awesome.
A vlogging set when they're like,
please. I get them a ring light, a vlog camera. Get to work, honey.
Podcast equipment. It's so true. I feel like a lot of people. Actually get started on their dreams like that. So like 1 year, my mom just got me paint set and now I'm like, that's my hobby.
That's true.
Paint and
that's kind of how it was for me, but I didn't get it for Christmas. I guess I bought it myself, but like I got my first camera when I was 14 and then
yeah.
I just became obsessed with
yeah.
photography and would just take pictures all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just grew from there.
My friend is so thoughtful. For Christmas last year, she burned me a CD of a bunch of songs that remind her of me and gave it to me. Oh, that is sweet.
That's so cute.
And then for my 18th birthday, she got 18 people, friends and family, to write me letters. Cried so hard when I received. She's just the most thoughtful, caring person ever. That is really cute.
That's so nice.
That is so, I love the little details mm-hmm. of those things.
Best gift was when I left for college. My mom got me beautiful stationery and tons of stamps. It was completely a surprise and so sweet because I love writing letters and now I could write home lots to my parents, friends, and siblings.
That's cute.
That's really cute.
I love that.
Wow. It's like, I just can't relate to people who love to do things like that. And I really wish I could.
To like write letters?
Yeah. Just mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like I have friends like that. Zoe. Mm-hmm. You know Zoe? She loves, like she's written me multiple letters just throughout like our friendship. Randomly, I just like get a letter in the mail from her cute. With like cute stationery, like a cute stamp. And she'd be like, hey, I'm just thinking about you, like a handwritten. I'm like, that is cute. The cutest thing I've ever seen. And I would never in a million years do that.
I
would never
think
to do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
It's so cute.
I told my husband that I wanted to try my hand at film photography. He spent weeks on eBay finding me the perfect film camera and surprised me with it for Christmas.
Oh, that's really cute.
I had no real experience shooting film, but he went all out and bought me a very nice, expensive one from Japan because he believed in me. I've shot some amazing photos on it, too.
That's cute. So precious.
I love gifts, like, more than exactly what I want. I love gifts where it's like I've said something to someone and mm-hmm. they take it, even if it's not exactly what I would have gotten. You know, it's like, okay, she didn't say that wasn't the one she wanted, but it's like, say you did say something about photos and your partner gets you something, gets you a camera, and it's maybe not the camera you would pick, but it's so sweet
thoughtful.
And so thoughtful because they just did it on their own and they were like, oh, I remember you saying, you know, this and this and this.
Yeah, it's so cute.
I love that
so much. Okay, my dad used to put lunch notes in our lunches during elementary school. Little poems are just a note of how much he loved us. Little did we know, he saved every single one and then made us a book of all of them when we graduated college. To this day, it is the most thoughtful gift I've ever gotten. Love him so much.
Oh, that's so cute.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard. See, men can do things like this.
I was
going
to say, if we've proven one thing in this episode, is that they can. Be better.
If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah, if he wanted to, he
that
would.
That is so cute.
That is really cute.
I love
old
have,
letters and old notes.
Yes. I love when people have dads like that because it just, you know, it keeps their expectations
high.
And their standards very high. And I love that for them.
So when their boyfriend gets them a can of baked beans, they're like, bye.
Yeah. Goodbye. Have you seen my literal book
collage
of love notes from my father from the past 18 years? You're done.
Love notes.
That's so cute.
That is so cute. Those things are so fun, like stationery, scrapbooking, kind of like books like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute. They just take so much time.
They do.
And that's what makes it so thoughtful, is that they take time, effort, creativity. But if you commit to doing it, like I made a scrapbook of cases first year. And it took me so long.
Cute.
And I was like, is this even worth it?
Like physically?
No. Yeah, it's like a physically, mm-hmm. like you write a bunch of prompts. I think it's from that company, like Artifact Uprising.
Oh, uh-huh.
Where it's just like their first year or whatever. And it was taking me forever. And I was like, does anyone care? And I'm like, no, this is something that we will look back on and like be so happy that we have.
For sure. I think I shared this probably last year, but I will say I did a gift for my mom last year that took forever. Did I talk about this?
I
podcast?
Think so.
Probably, but I kind of same thing. I just made like a photo book. It was online. Like I just got pictures printed in a book, but I called it like JC and Jilly's Adventures. And I went through every trip that my mom and I have ever gone on together since I was like 17 or something. And it took so long because I just had to dig through hard drives mm-hmm. of like any, you know, trip we've been on. But basically, I just went through all the trips and like labeled the year that we went, like Japan in 2016, you know, all these different trips we've gone because my mom works for the airlines. So we've traveled a lot together and it took so long, but she was like crying when she opened
it.
And I'm like, that's something that she'll look back on and have forever that I feel like I'm so glad I did that. This year I didn't put in as much effort, but I feel like things like that are so special. Mm-hmm. Like it's always worth it to go the extra mile. And like specifically photos or notes or things like that are just, it's something you will look back on forever.
100%. I got a present like that for my mom like a year or two after we got married. She put all our wedding photos in like a little book for us. Like I didn't ask her for that or anything like that. But when I got it, it's like I already have those pictures on my phone.
Yeah.
But like when I got it, I could not stop like crying. I was like, this is so thoughtful that someone put it and like wrote little things on it. Like it touched me so much more than most other gifts that I've gotten.
Yes, I love things like that. I love a book of photos. It's just the best.
I've saved so many notes from Nick. Like, Nick is a note writer. Like, he will always, like, write me notes, especially if he, like, leaves early in the morning or something. So I have so many notes, and I, like, save them all in, like, a little box.
Cute.
That he wrote me. So, Nick, if you're listening for our 10-year anniversary, if you want to put them all in a book for me.
So cute.
Or I can do it for him, I guess, but because I guess they're from him. He writes me the notes. He makes me a book of them.
No, but it's kind of for you.
Yeah, that's kind of the same
thing. You could do notes and photos and just, like, tons of memories in a book, though. It'd
that's
be so cute.
Cute. Someone send this to Nick.
I love that. Is your shirt backwards, by the way?
Is it? I don't think so.
Oh, it looks like the tag is... I think it's just like a little indentation. It looked like the tag was on the front.
I was like, that would probably be so itchy.
Yeah, true. That'd be annoying. Okay, just checking. Anyway, thank you guys for submitting your worst and best gifts. Maybe this gave you some ideas of things not to get or things to get.
Maybe this
if you're a last minute gift giver.
Maybe this Christmas will be the Christmas you get the best gift of your life.
True.
Let's just hold out hope.
You never know. You know, sometimes I will say, like, I feel like I just have very low expectations in general for pretty much every man in my life. I came from a young age. No, but I sometimes Leif will, like, shock me with something he'll do. I'm like, wait, I did not know you. Like, that was so, not that he doesn't always do things for me, because he does, but just, like, certain gifts he'll give. I can't even think of
something
specific.
When it's, like, above and beyond unique and thoughtful.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But even recently, he went and got me flowers and was like, oh, I thought you could use, I don't know, just little things where I'm like, that is so cute that you did that. Or for certain gifts, like, yeah, just like writing a note with it that's super thoughtful. I'm like, oh, you are capable of like,
no, I know,
just being so thoughtful and nice.
Yeah. I feel like to round off the conversation we had earlier, I feel like most of, at least the people listening to this, I'm sure most of, like, if you're dating someone, your partner, your husband, whatever, most of them have the best of intentions. It's not that they're like bad people who don't love you. It's just they need a little push. They need a little, you know.
Well, and I think maybe from a young age they haven't had to do that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe just their mom overtook everything and was like,
it's not a character flaw.
Yeah, I don't think it's something they're trying to do. I just think in society in general, sometimes we don't put that on men of like, you should do this. You should do this thoughtful thing, so they're not used to it. But I think they're more than capable.
100%.
Obviously. Well, thank you guys so, so much. Can't believe we're almost to the end of the year.
I know.
I love doing these holiday episodes, but it's always so, so shocking to me that we only have a few episodes left.
I don't want Christmas to be over.
I know. It's sad. But it'll come fast next year. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Every year gets faster and faster.
It does. It just flies by. So make sure that you follow us on Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast if you guys want to be involved in these episodes. And if you're feeling nice, you could give us a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app or on Spotify. It's super easy to do, and it really helps us out a ton. We really appreciate it. We love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.